B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley. March the 9th. Happy championship week as we get ready for all the college basketball games. Wall-to-wall college hoops all week long. It's a great week. It's going to be a beautiful day, 60-some degrees today. If there wasn't the overriding threat of a virus, life would be perfect. Be careful, everybody, and take precautions. And we're going to keep saying it because, you know, the news is scary, and it's a frightening world. It is, between oil prices plummeting and stock market and people scared. We got to stick together. So just keep that in mind. What's up, bro? All right, let's talk. Let's start off with Saturday night. So Saturday night, I don't know why this bothered me. But Saturday night, I sit down, I go, all right. Because I had a weekend of youth basketball. It was a weekend of kids, children everywhere. And I'm sitting here, I'm going, I want to have a drink, and I want to watch the Sixers. Like, I enjoy Sixers on national TV. And I've had a great time, like Flyers, and you can tell the Flyers, Carter Hart was out of his mind against Buffalo. But, you know, that was the come-down game. And they still won. They're ridiculous. And like Flyers, Bruins, like I can't wait to watch tomorrow. But I was so into just watching the Sixers. I feel like I miss the Sixers. Like they're not in the form that I need them to be. And so I kind of miss them. So I went, you know, I want to watch a game. I want to sit down. I got a little piece. I want to watch a game, a couple cocktails. I'm good. And that game, for some reason, bothered the hell out of me. It bothered the hell out of me watching them lose to Golden State. Now, I know, and I've been a big preacher of this. No Ben, no Joe, no chance. No Ben, no Joe, no chance. I get it. And really, no interest, right? Like, no Ben, no Joe, no interest, because it doesn't really matter what happens unless the group's together. Because the group will tell you about the playoffs. So it continues to be no Ben, no Joe, right? Still, I'm like, I want to watch the game. And I watch the game. And I get completely frustrated by this game. Like, Mike Scott I love Mike. Mike, come on, man. He got it swatted. Come on. Great pass by Tobias. And I don't know why I let this game bother me. I'm sorry, but I'm like the Nettos and then Korkmaz was horrible on defense. Can Korkmaz play on the road? Can he shoot on the road? It's amazing. He's only a bomber at home. This team, it's such a front-running team, home or road. And I agree, it's impossible to tell you about anything when those guys aren't playing. The Warriors just stink. They're the tankers. That's a tank team. And you lose to the Warriors? Oh, my God. And I love Tobias. Like, I love him as a guy. He's a great dude. Like, I root for him. However, oh, my God. You know what he says? Talk about the road trip. And he's, you know, very sullen, as you can well imagine. We're talking about the road trip. He's like, well, you know, 1-3, it's not what we want. It's not terrible, but it dawns on me as he's saying, well, it's not what we want. It's not terrible, this and that. And it dawns on me where, like, if you're Tobias, you got to go, that's unacceptable. and this stuff's got to change, and I got to take over every game and start pounding your fist. Nobody gets mad. Somebody's going to get mad. Nobody takes these losses personally. Except us. Nobody takes the losses personally except the fans. I'm not saying you got to go crazy over every loss, long season. I understand that you have to pick and choose, but you lost. That's an embarrassing loss, losing to Golden State on national TV. Come on, fellas. I need some pride, man. And then after, and like when you're talking about it, No. It is terrible. It's not, well, it's okay. 1-3 down. We won it. No. I don't care. No Ben, no Joe. No excuse. You still got to want, you still have to act like you can play and act like you can win. I worry. Are they just too nice and they don't hurt too bad after losses? And is it, you know, is that it? Like, again, I can't make any grand proclamation about who this team is without Simmons and Embiid on the floor playing with everybody and getting a rotation. But I don't know. I just watched them, and they just, like Saturday night, they just appeared very lifeless. Good morning, Chunis.
Hey, what's going on?
Did you feel like that?
Yes. And it's funny that you say the word lifeless, because remember, I read that tweet last week when we sort of compared the Flyers and Sixers. Why are we loving the Flyers so much?
Right.
And what don't we love about the Sixers? And somebody said the Flyers play every single game like it's their last. The Sixers are a lifeless basketball team. That's what the tweeter used. He used the term lifeless.
Wow.
And it's funny that you say that, because you're right. It did look like that. Now, the first quarter, it was sort of like a battle. Then they make that little run in the second and third, and then they got outscored by 12 points in the fourth quarter.
I know.
And they had no answer for them. And you're right, Mike Scott, like, come on, man, go up strong. What was that?
It was weak. And I love
if he's not outside the three-point line, does he not know how to shoot?
I mean, dude, like, he went up soft on that play.
Yeah, he was fading away, Anthony. He faded away from the net when he was underneath. They were talking about how, oh, what a great block. Yeah, it was a nice block, but, I mean, if Mike Scott goes up strong and gets fouled.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
Exactly.
And Al, I know Al Horford had a nice game. He missed an open look under a minute left from three. I mean, it happened again. Again, he had a nice game. Like, I'm not going to rip Al Horford, but he had a nice open look, wide open look in that fourth quarter. And that's when he hits that shot when he's with Boston.
Right.
He makes that shot 9 times out of 10.
Right.
It's 1 time out of 10 here for the Sixers.
Right.
But the thing is, man, I'm not angry. Like, immediately when the game ended, I was angry. And then I just immediately sunk into my couch and I was like, yeah, who cares? Who cares? And the sad thing is, I feel like they feel the same way, because they're feeling the same way as I am. Yeah, Ben and Joel aren't here. We struggled on the road all season. Let's see what happens come playoff time. I'm afraid that they have that mindset. It's okay if I have that mindset. It's not okay if the team, Tobias Harris and Al Horford, the two leaders that are on that court, have that mindset. And they may.
Well, did you see the interview with Tobias yesterday?
No, I did not.
He just looked, you know, and he's very soft-spoken. And like, I love the dude. I really do. I love the guy. But he seemed, there was like this, well, 1-3, and not what you like, right? You know, one of those, you know, stupid TV
right
questions, right? Like, with no depth. Guy just sticks a microphone in your face. And he's like, well, you know, it's not what we wanted, but it's not horrible. But yeah. And he's couching it.
What, did he go, could have been 0-4?
Right.
Is that basically what he said?
Kind of, yeah. And you, like, you start to think, you go, when did you see them get mad? Like, you hear stuff that says, well, we don't, you know, there's communication, whatever, you know, we're soft, Jay Rich said, right? Jay Rich said that everybody was soft.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Horford said something, whatever.
Ben said at one point that they were soft.
Right. But nobody gets mad. Nobody gets, there's no emotion. this is like schlep. Like, all right. Like, you gotta win that game.
Yeah.
You win that game. You have a happy plane ride. You go, all right, well, we're 2-2 on the road. Whatever.
Get Joe back. We're going to be home. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't lose to a team that's tanking.
He lost to Andrew Wiggins.
Oh. Who, by the way, didn't even play. We have 9 points in that game.
And then Steph and Draymond didn't play.
Right.
Like, they weren't. They definitely didn't play.
Right. Yeah, Pascal. You lost to a bunch of kids. Pascal and
Damian Lee.
Right. Guys, Poole, Marquise Chris. Like, seriously. Marquise Chris almost had a triple-double against you.
We've said this a couple of times now. Even with all of those injuries, you still had the two best players on the court.
I mean,
You still had Tobias Harris and Al Horford, the two best players on the court.
I tell you, like, I'm sorry. I'm really aggravated. You start to grow despondent.
Well, that's me. I'm not angry anymore. I'm get to the playoffs, and once I find out who they're playing, all right, Sixers, Celtics, let's go. I'll get excited. From now until the playoffs start, I'm kind of like, all right. Until Joel, I'll be excited Joel Embiid's first game back. I'll be excited Ben Simmons' first game back if he comes back.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, I agree with you, except here's the problem. Do you have, like, does this team have a pulse? Like,
I don't know.
Are they wounded enough? I don't know. I don't know how to read them.
Yeah, we talked about the wounded dog theory with the Eagles in 2017.
There's no anger. There's no, like, all right, you know, let's go. I don't know. Does that come? Maybe comes out before the playoffs. And we slept through a whole another month of this nonsense?
Yeah, pretty much. And you know what? I know we made fun of this quote at some points because they kept on doing it like the last two seasons, but the Malcolm Jenkins.
We all we got, we all we need.
There's no we all we got, we all we need with the Sixers right now. There's and they're being doubted, right? You watch any national hot take TV show.
They get trashed.
Yeah, and there's no like, screw them. We got this.
Dude, there was a story about the Eastern Conference. I don't know if you saw this. ESPN did a whole, ESPN.com, a whole story about who the Eastern Conference.
Oh, who you want to see? We talked about this last week.
Yeah. And it was amazing. Like, nobody even mentions the Sixers. And if they do, they go, well, the enigma that is the Sixers. Well, don't you shouldn't want to be called an enigma.
No, you don't. And the other time they were mentioned was Sixers Celtics because somebody goes, oh, I would like to see that rivalry in the playoffs.
Right.
Right? Like, that's for nostalgia. That's the only reason why they were mentioned.
Like, basketball is not a sport where, you know, it's a football fire-up type of sport. Like, it's a different sport.
Right.
But you got to still play angry. You'd be angry. You're playing. You gotta be nasty.
And the other thing that really bothered me during that closing final minute, I know Tobias Harris took over a little bit, but that final minute, remember there was that one possession? I think it ended up being the Mike Scott layup that was blocked. They passed it around. Remember Shake Milton took that three-pointer from almost half court?
30-footer.
Because they kept on passing around. And a couple guys had an open look. It was almost like they were afraid to shoot it. Nobody took over.
Yeah, it's
and Tobias did. He took over from minutes like 5 to 1, but as soon as it went under 1 minute,
yeah,
it took a Shake Milton 30-footer.
Yeah, it's bad. It was bad. No good. All right, we got lots to get to. The weekend that was. How was your weekend? What a day, man! What a day today. Beautiful yesterday. Beautiful today. Spring fever. Tomorrow we'll get our beers. We're gonna hang out with our listeners, our friends. Don't forget, we'll say it every hour tomorrow. From what are we saying officially? We'll be there 4 to 6, maybe there earlier. But tomorrow, 4 to 6 at Chick's Bar on Washington Avenue.
Yep.
We're going to be hanging out with our people. So if you want to join us and hang out with us, just, you know, come by. We'll be there. It's unofficial. We just wanted, it's a beautiful day. We feel like drinking some beers. So inviting the whole Delaware Valley.
The weather radar said snow this weekend coming up.
What?
Checked it this morning.
Really?
Yeah, which is weird.
Whatever. I can't even think about it. Who knows? Maybe good, but kill the damn virus.
Whatever. You're right, maybe.
Whatever the hell this virus is, my God. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. Just getting started on a Monday, Cuz Radio with the Chunas. Let's talk about the Bagster. Man, I just kind of want to put this whole season in the Bagster. What a dreck of a season. Downer. You know, I still like have this weird hope that, I don't know, something happens in the playoffs and you know, they get hot. But, geez, certainly these, that game Saturday, get in the Bagster, lose to the Tigers. Throw that whole game in the Bagster. The Bagster bag can handle any job, even that smelly mess of Saturday night. The Bagster bag, a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag, holds 3,300 pounds of waste. You can buy it. Home Depot, Lowe's, home improvement stores everywhere. That's right, for just $29.99. The beauty of the Bagster is that it's a dumpster, but it's a bag. It unfolds. Next thing you know, swells into a dumpster in a bag. And the best thing about it is on demand. So if you're doing some spring cleaning, get rid of all the junk, all the kids' stuff, all the junk, you're doing remodeling in the bathroom, whatever. You buy it, you fill it, and then you schedule it, and the waste management comes and grabs it. Go to thebagster.com, find a store nearest you for more details. It's Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up this spring with the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Yeah. It's kind of how we feel a little bit today. I'll tell you, I think everybody is on edge. Like, I don't know about you, but it's all you see is you're inundated with this coronavirus, this pandemic, which you should be, right? You know, I mean, it's an uncertain time. And people would say, well, you're making a lot out of it or whatever. But I it's real. Like, there's real angst in the air because of the uncertainty. Like, what happens? Like, there's all kinds of, you know, people were talking about the NBA as a conference call this week about the coronavirus and should you play in front of in an empty arena or suspend the season. And it's funny because I actually think it's best for civic morale if they actually played.
Gives you something to take your mind off of it, right?
Right, at least keep the games going. But who knows? I mean, there's such an issue that if the thing starts to really spread, it's going to hit, it's just a matter of time. You can see how the numbers go. That, you know, life is, there's some sense of normalcy. But you can't stick your head in the ground like it's not going to happen because it is going to happen.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I did the event Saturday night at the Green Parrot. And, you know, I shake hands when I meet people. And I stuck my hand out and the person was literally like, sorry, I don't want to shake anyone's hand.
Listen, it's smart. They shouldn't. should just bump or whatever, yeah. elbows. I don't care what you do, but you're right.
You I was like, no, that's cool. I respect that.
No, you got, like, I forget that.
Because you're so quick to just stick your hand out, like, hey, nice to meet you.
I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they're like, sorry. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. No, you can't. I used to mock, like, I used to work with guys who wouldn't, like, during flu season or whatever.
Oh, Tyler?
He wouldn't.
Tyler Zuli.
He wouldn't shake his hand, people's hands. I'm like, yo, dude. Like, you know. Like, come on.
But he's going to be the one that comes out on top of this.
Right. Right.
He's going to be laughing at us all.
It's true. But listen, with this coronavirus, though, it's for real, for real. So you got to, there's got to be a thing. And everybody should be making provision, taking precautions that you do some work. If you can, work from home. If you're in that kind of business, you can work from home. It's just makes like perfect sense, because when it does, and we're going to hope that and pray that the warm weather eradicates the thing, or at least goes back to dormant.
Right.
Give time for everybody to get a vaccine, give the scientists time to create the vaccine and get the cure. But it's you know, it's no joke. I think it's weighing on your. I think it's weighing on everybody's mind.
I think you're right.
You look at this. You look at the stock market, and you look at oil prices, and you look at everybody's individual economy. You're afraid. Like, what if, you know, how do mom and pop pizza shops and you know, movie theaters, all this stuff? Like, you'll be at home, you'll watch whatever you want, but nobody's going to go out.
Yeah, and you look up, you pick up a newspaper, you turn on the TV. That's what it is, right? You go on Twitter, they always have the top trend at the top. As soon as you log on to Twitter, it says, you know, coronavirus latest.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get away from it, really.
How many schools, you know, is it Penn? Somebody's.
Bucks County has a couple schools.
Yeah.
And that Penn, closed down.
And Penn is talking about classes from online. So, I mean, you have to start thinking about precautions like that. What would you do if you're the NBA?
I would still play, but it's probably smart to do the no fans thing, especially once it starts spreading here. Now, the thing is always you want to try to get in front of it before it spreads, right? So actually, the smart move would be to start now with no fans at the stadium or at the arena. Would be the smart move, because you know it's eventually going to spread. So the point is to try to not let it spread faster. And as soon as one person has it in that building, you know, you go to an NBA game, you're sitting, your legs touching the next person, the person next to you.
Right.
Because of how close you
right.
are. Right. So somebody's bound to get it. A worker may be filling up a beer and hand it, and all of a sudden, boom, coronavirus. So it might actually be smart to do that now. Like, it's probably not smart to wait until it starts spreading.
Well, that's the point, is you can take precaution. You got to do it. You have to do it now.
But if I'm the NBA.
I read a piece that we're beyond that.
Is that right?
Yeah. That we're already past that piece of it.
So if you have it, you have it at this point.
No, that right now we're beyond just, all right, well, let's everybody sit tight.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying, yeah.
That's we're maybe by, you know, being vigilant, we'll stop the spread of it. That's already left the building. Type of thing.
That is scary. Everyone's talking about it.
I know.
That's what half the conversations were during the event Saturday. It was, really? Man, oh man, the Sixers, they're letting me down. Oh, and by the way, this coronavirus. And I'm like, yeah, I talk sports. I'm not any sort of medical professional. Well, but that's the conversation,
well,
right?
Well, duh.
Yeah, it's this the number one topic.
Dude, this isn't a medical. This is a civic discussion,
right,
about society. It's societal. This is a pandemic. You know, it's part of the conversation because it affects every part of your life.
Everything, yeah.
I got a friend of mine who was going to Portugal. That's out at the end of the month.
Oh, that sucks.
Can't go?
Yeah, it's not like that person planned it a week ago.
You know, people I know in Italy, that country's ravaged, especially in the northern part.
Yeah, there's quarantines going on up there.
Whole towns. How about those poor people on the cruise ship? I want to. We have our friend, the traveling croupier.
Yes.
Who is all over Asia. The traveling croupier. I want to find out how he's doing. He hasn't called in a while.
No, you're right. I remember last time we spoke to him, he said he was still good.
Yeah.
But that there was a cruise ship near them that was...
Correct.
Docked up.
I think about the traveling croupier. We have a guy who calls up the show. He's works in a casino on this cruise ship, and he's, you know, traveling all over the place. In the interim, we got to deal with the Sixers. Let's move the conversation to the lighter end of the spectrum. Except,
how much lighter is it?
It's depressing. Like, you want, like, come on, like, Flyers are uplifting. We got a big one this week. I don't know what changes. What changes, Chunas?
Nothing. From here until Joel's back. And again, I'm going to be excited. I guess we think he's going to be back for the Pistons game all Wednesday.
He is. He will be back.
So, okay, I'm excited to see Joel Embiid back, and that's a game that I'll get excited for. I'll get excited for Ben Simmons' first game back if he comes back. Other than that, nothing really changes. Josh Richardson coming back, no offense to Josh Richardson, isn't enough for me to be like, oh, yes, here we go. I'm excited. It's like, okay, good, Josh Richardson's back.
Yeah.
But until these two guys come back and until the playoffs start, even if Ben Simmons isn't back for the playoffs, I'll still be excited for the playoffs because it's playoff basketball. You're not going to not be excited for it.
Exactly.
You're not going to wish for it to end. You're not going to wish for them to get swept in four games. You're not going to wish for them to lose just so Brett Brown can be fired.
Right. You're going to root for them because that's how you need
to. Exactly. That's how it works, right? In the end, that's how it works. You're a fan. You're going to root for them. But that's still another 15 games away.
No, it's a whole month.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole
you're right.
Month
a whole
of
month.
Madness. Well, it's a good week, Bo.
Yes, it is.
We got hoops.
But it's just at the point where, the Sixers are on. You watch it, and it's almost becoming background noise until these guys are back.
It's not almost. It's like Saturday, I was like, all right. Like, I don't know about you, but I was into it.
Oh, I was into it, too, and then I just got miserable. And then that's why I said, why am I? I basically looked at myself in the mirror and I said, why am I getting angry? Why am I getting miserable? Go back to not caring.
Exactly. Oh, dude, we could watch some hoops on Tuesday afternoon.
We got a conference tournament?
Yeah, with the people. Pitt, Wake Forest.
All right.
You got a couple games.
Wake Forest, nice school for guards.
Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, basketball all day long.
That's the best.
The conference. I like the conference tournament. Championship week. I like the conference tournament. Let's go to the phone line, shall we? Aaron in West Philly gets us started. Aaron.
What's up, Ann?
What's up,
how you doing today,
cuz? Brother?
My word for the week is confused. I'm confused, man, with the virus. I'm confused with the Sixers. I'm confused with the Flyers. Let me give it. And this is LeBron said, they asked LeBron about that. Would you play in front of no fans? And LeBron said, no. If the fans ain't there, I'm not playing. LeBron said that yesterday. I've seen it.
Yeah, it was over the week. I saw it too, bro. Except here's the problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There comes to a point where you go, well, it's all well and good you say that until the outbreak is there in front of you. You know what I mean?
Real quick, let me check. Did y'all see something in this? Like, did you watch the Lakers-Clippers game?
I did.
There's one thing a referee did that surprised the hell out of me. He was running down court. I'm going to just put it out there. He was running down court, and his whistle fouled his mouth on the floor. He picked it up and put it back in his mouth. Don't they have an extra whistle somewhere in their pocket or something? You put it back. With all this stuff going on, I'm not picking nothing off the floor. You know what I mean? Right? I hope somebody saw it. I hope somebody saw it.
Did he wipe it off his shirt?
No, man. He stuck it in his mouth, brother. He stuck it right back in his mouth. All right, the Sixers. Okay. This is what they lack. They lack athleticism. They have nobody that can really jump out the gym. They have nobody that can do. And I wanted Pascal last year. I really wanted him. And the latter first round, they picked like Ty Jones and sent him somewhere to Phoenix. I'd have picked him up. I need an energy guy. They have no energy guys. They have nobody. Ben is the most athletic player they have, right? They have nobody.
I don't think that's athletic.
Who's athletic? Yeah, give me somebody that's athletic.
Please. I'll be honest with you. I think they lack. It's not about athleticism. I think they lack skill.
Yeah, but if Tobias, if Scott was a little more athletic, he could have dunked the ball instead of getting a swat.
Well, he didn't go up strong. I don't know about athleticism. Tobias is a good athlete. I mean, 6'9", can do whatever he wants.
Okay. I ain't going to argue with you with that. But the Flyers, and I'm confused. I was confused about the Sixers, and I was confused about the Flyers because I didn't think they'd be this good. I thought the Sixers would be better, and the Flyers would be like a wild card team, but it's reversed.
Yeah, well.
I'm so confused, bro. It is.
And that's why you just got to enjoy the Flyers run.
Yeah.
But tomorrow night's a big game. Flyers and Bruins.
Big game.
It's fun to watch, you know?
Big game. If they do work on that, man, I'm be so excited. Because they didn't play that great against Buffalo.
Admittedly, they didn't play that great. Even the coach. I love AV. AV goes, well, the goalie played great. The rest of the guys did not.
Right. Yeah. But so I think those guys are going to step their game up against the Bruins, man. And we hope Embiid come back, and we hope this stuff start working, going back and forth.
I know.
And,
I get your confusion because.
I'm confused, brother.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. I do, man. I feel the same way. Thank you, Ar. You had me there, my brother.
I might come up there to see you tomorrow.
I wish you would. I need you to. All right.
I just got to find out where it's at and all that.
It's on Washington Avenue, like 18th. Avenue? Yeah. Between 17th and 18th.
Okay, brother.
All right, brother. See ya.
See, now this is scary.
What?
About the coronavirus. This is from Sam Sweeney of ABC. A D.C. priest has coronavirus.
Oh, no.
He offered communion and shook hands with more than 500 worshipers last week in February the 24th.
Oh, no.
That's what's scary.
Well, that's the point, is that these gatherings, you can't, you saw the Pope. The Pope did it off closed circuit TV this weekend. Well, you can't, it's starting to be like where you can't gather. Oh, that's frightening.
That's why, if they're even considering not allowing fans at games, they have to do it now.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing. Whatever business you're in, you got to take precaution now. Well, you got to do it now because it's too. The minute one of your employees contracts it, it's too late. You have to shut down operations.
You had a little football guy talking coronavirus there. You got to do it now.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Oh, Kevin's going to depress me. Well, he's going to say, oh, no. Frank might have an idea what the Sixers' problem is. What is it? Not athletic. I was talking about athleticism. That's not really it. What is that? What is their problem? Even without Embiid and Simmons, it's just not something off. Can't lose to the Warriors. That tanking team, there's no Curry, there's no Draymond. All right. Let's take a quick TO. We'll come right back. Got one open line. You want to join us? 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Remember, we're like a town hall, right? Like, we hang, and we always use the analogy of the bar. So whatever's going on in life, you know, we talk about it,
yep.
Including viruses. And, man, I remember, God forbid, it was horrible, but we, you know, when 9/11 happened, I was on the air. And, you know, we talked about that for weeks and weeks. So we're here. We're here for each other. Cuz Radio with Chune. It's right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
We got Jim Salisbury on today. Talk a little baseball. I've kind of tuned out spring training so far.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You weren't excited to see Vince Velasquez give up two home runs in one inning? Because he did.
No, once the season gets close, I'll be a little bit more into it. But we're not going down. But I love spring training. But I don't know. I don't know if the story's not there. We'll see. Maybe they can get hot and fine. But they still need pitching. I don't know.
Today's a day worth paying attention. You got a nice lineup tonight.
Yeah.
Nola's on the mound.
Is he on TV?
Yes.
I'll watch tonight.
So I got the Real Muto, Harper, Segura. So Segura batting third today.
It's good because it's the Sixers, Flyers, Flyers tomorrow night.
Yes.
So good. It's a good night for the Phils.
Hoskins.
I'm actually looking forward to baseball start.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we get some every night.
I'm looking forward to seeing the Astros stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of faith that the Phillies are anything other than a little bit above 500.
What about, are you excited for Mickey Batuk today? He's batting seventh.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's having a nice spring.
Yeah. They've had a nice spring.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, they've won a lot of games. I don't know what it means.
Excited for Ranger Suarez potentially being the number five?
No.
No?
Stinks.
Oh, dude, they're playing the Yankees today? They're DH? How about that? Eric Kratz.
Kratz.
Remember him?
Yeah.
I loved Eric Kratz.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't tell me you like all those bad players.
Oh, when it comes to baseball, I'm a big fan of the bad players. At least I was as a kid. That's sort of changing.
You were a Bamboo Brad guy?
No. I was not a Bamboo Brad. I think I've changed, but I was a big Chris Coase guy.
So was Bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had a Chris Coase jersey at one point. I don't know where it is, though.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I also had, like, every player from that run. I had the starting nine. I had pinch hitters.
I used to play... You know what's funny? I used to... it was hysterical because... I used to have all that stuff, right? Like, years and years ago. And then, when I was broadcasting on that run, Chris Coase was like the number one guy people talked about.
Oh, they loved him.
And I said, listen, he can't start. The minute Chris Coase plays regularly, his numbers go down. How do you know? I'm like, he just is not a talented player. I got in so many arguments over Chris Coase.
33-year-old rookie. I read the book.
All right. You did?
I did. It's a good book.
That's your problem, is that you only read those books.
I read yes.
So I respect that.
To Kill a Mockingbird and the 33-year-old rookie.
That's all right.
Two books I've read.
I like that. There you go. I'm proud of you. Let's go to Frank in Newtown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's How up, buddy? You? How are you?
I am good. Good to talk to you.
You too,
buddy. I got some comments about the Sixers. I'm curious what you think. I'm tending to agree with you regarding kind of a lack of something, whether it's a lack of, I don't know, that kind of dog mentality. I'm going to, get mad. I'm going to get passionate. They seem to be a very passionate-less group of guys.
Yeah.
And maybe behind closed doors, maybe it's different, but I see an organization gets that sort of thing from the top down, and their coach doesn't seem very passionate. He seems to be, this kind of cool, New England style guy, and doesn't get rattled, and he has everything planned out. But I mean, if you think about it, the Sixers have regressed every year, yet their payroll has exploded every year. Something's wrong, and it's from the top down. And another
thing I've been
It's so hard to judge them because the team has changed so many times, right? Like, it's hard to say they've regressed because they really have. They've been different. And they haven't regressed because last year they go to the, they take Toronto to seven games and lose on four bounces, right? Now, this year appears to be a regression, but it's a whole different team.
Well, the fact that they're, that they've changed so often is the regression. I mean, they're not able to win, or they think they're not able to win with what they got. See, I liked what they had in 2017. If they would have not panicked and built better, I think they would have been better off now. I mean, they wouldn't have had
what did contract. What did you like, brother? Because I did not like what they had then. What did you like?
Well, you know, they had 52 wins, okay? They had that big winning streak. Remember when...
That was against 17 in a row, against teams that were, at the end of the year, most of whom were tanking, weren't playing guys.
No, that's true. But look at Ben played most of the games without Joel. His growth seemed to be progressing. You didn't expect him to be basically the same player 2 years or three, almost 3 years later than he is now. I mean, I think
Maybe. Now, listen, you might be right, Frankie, about that. Like, you could be right about, you know, Brett, and maybe that, you know, that it's gotten stale in that sense. But, I mean, I think he's clearly a different player than he was then. I mean, look at how well he played. Like, just go back to the last game he played against the Clippers. I mean, he was dominant.
No, you're right. But the one thing that bothers me, and it should bother him, which this is the part that doesn't bother him. And you know, if you watch how they defend against him, they... especially when they're at 15 feet or so, they give him so much space because they know he's not going to shoot. That would bother the heck out of me. I'm a basketball player. I'm a street court player. I play, you know, if someone's giving me that much leeway, I'm going to shoot. I mean, I don't know why that doesn't bother him more. And especially late in games and in the playoffs, that's where he's exposed. And I blame that on coaching. I mean,
well, maybe part of it, but part of it's on him. And, you know, again, you can also attack the rim. If somebody's giving you space, you attack the rim, right? And I have seen him attacking the rim and going at the rim and drawing fouls, and he's been on the line more. I don't think he's the issue. He hasn't even played. I don't think he's the issue. I think there are other issues around him. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know. Are they too nice? Are they not nasty enough? I don't know, Frankie. But I don't think it's Simmons.
They built a team that could play bully ball, but they haven't done it.
I agree.
They're a big team. I mean, what is their sort of M.O.? I mean, the coach, do they have a plan? I mean, are they going to try to win with finesse, which I don't think is the answer? Are they going to try to win
finesse when you can't shoot?
No.
Right.
No. I mean, are they going to try to win with bruising teams for three quarters and wearing them down? I think that's probably where they should be going. Are they going to win like Detroit Pistons from 2004? Yeah. Are they going to win, you know, with old school basketball? I mean, I think in the season,
That's great.
They should
great
have modeled
call.
Themselves after the Knicks.
Yeah, it's a great call. Great stuff, Frank. I really appreciate it. Great call. Really, I hear you. I think identity. What Frank is getting at is the lack of identity, and we've said it all year long that they're not. The identity is supposed to be bully ball, but they don't play bully ball, right? They don't get the other team in foul trouble like they should. So I think Frank is right when it comes to the identity. I don't think Simmons, I mean, when all else fails, we revert back to, well, Ben doesn't shoot. Ben has not even been playing. And the last game he played was sensational against the Clippers. They shouldn't be this bad without Simmons and Embiid too.
Well, especially against a team like Golden State, where you had the two best players on the court. Right? Like, I don't know. But again, I'm not going to get worked up over it, which is bad. That's a bad mentality to have. It's bad for the team, for me to be having that. Like, yeah, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because the Flyers are playing so well that it's easier for me to not care as much about the Sixers. But I also do believe, come playoff time, I'm going to be excited. So what's the point of me getting worked up over a loss to Golden State? As angry as I was as soon as that final buzzer went off, I was still sort of like, all right. Like, I yelled at the TV when Furkan Korkmaz stepped out of bounds. Like, what? Are the dimensions of the court different at the Wells Fargo Center? Like, come on. Furkan. I'm sure you've practiced this play 1,000 times and you step out of bounds.
Yeah, no, no.
Come on, dude.
He was so bad. He's so bad on the road.
Yeah, what are the dimensions different? Is the net different?
It's amazing how bad he is on the road.
Is it 11 feet high on the road? Oh, man.
There are times, you know what's funny? Like, you go, well, maybe Korkmaz can play a role. He can only play a role if he's playing at home.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.